Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Angels. How are you? And welcome to our focus group, our mastermind group this morning. I always want to call it focus group, not sure why. But anyway, we are here because we put our goals and intentions out, dreams, which are the same things as goals with a deadline. And we create the energy with all of our group together to help each other have them, okay? So, anyway, what are three thing goals that I want? You know what I would really like to have is I would like to have a house on the beach. I live across the street from the beach, but my own house on the beach. I don't really care about buying or renting. It's not my thing. I just like a lot of freedom. And, you know, this morning I saw the beach. I was walking on the beach and it was just beautiful. And I was like, wow, to wake up and open and see that every morning would be amazing. You know, so that's one thing goal that I have. And then another one is, I would like to learn, a second language like Spanish. I know a lot of Spanish, but very childlike. And another thing goal is I would like to go to Mitsubishi and hang out with the monks there. Wouldn't it be fun? So that's what I'd like to achieve in the next year to year and a half. What are three thing goals you have, you know? And what do you want to do? I also want to, another thing goal is take angel coaches around the world, which we're doing. We have a whole new radio network that we're starting and I've been able to put together, which I'm super excited about. Well, it's not just me. I have six other angel coaches with me, but signing on the dotted line, you know, that somebody had to do it, and that was me. So anyway, I that is something, one of my goals and dreams and intentions. And what are yours? You know, I mean, and how do you make them happen? How do you create them to happen? Sometimes that's hard, and I want to see if anybody else is going to join us this morning. We usually do have other people, but oh, good. Oh, it's funny. Sue's here. Good. I call Sue. I'm glad you're here. I know it's early on the out there in Central, not Central, but actually Mountain Time. So welcome. And you did your show last night.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I want to listen to her today because I need to do something more for my sacred space. And then, so I'm glad you guys are here. So I was given a couple of my thing goals. You guys are amazing. I appreciate it. Sue, I'm always grateful when you show up because I know that at 6:30 in the morning, it's hard to talk about what you're grateful for except some more sleep. And it's been...
I know. I would be grateful for that. I did not sleep last night.
So, sweet. I know. She did a show last night on Sacred Space. I actually saw what you created on Facebook. One of the most creative people I have ever met. We're so lucky to have her. And so he wants to start with their intentions and goals and how to get them and what steps you're taking. I don't care. Well, I always say ladies first. Yeah, there you go. See, then she agrees with me.
You know, one of my goals this month is to help my granddaughter plan her birthday party. And I had taken her in June to a fairy godmother workshop class where there's these two wonderful older ladies and they are the fairy godmothers and they tell this little story and they take the kids around to find tokens in the yard and it's just like a magical yard and with all these different fairy things in it and they gather up all of this stuff and then they go in and they create a fairy garden that they get to take home, and then they have a little tea party. So my granddaughter was just fascinated with this, and that's what she wanted to do for her birthday. And so my goal is to help her to fulfill this desire. And so you know, I'm just putting so much thought and energy into planning this, and I thought, why am I doing all the work when people have already researched this and done all of the work themselves? So I reached out to the two women that do that and asked if they would do a birthday party for my granddaughter. And then, you know, so it's like, I think delegating a little bit it is a way to achieve some of your goals, is you don't have to do it all by yourself. But there are others out there that can help you.
Delegation. Yeah, that's a hard one too, by the way, I think. a challenge one. Hey, cool. I like that. You're so connected to that, the fairies and everything. And man, I when I was a kid, my grandmother and I, she was from Ireland. Well, she's from Ireland, and I would talk about angels, and she would talk about fairies. Give her a few more beers, and she would talk about fairies and angels. Okay, but she would tell me some wonderful stories about her seeing them as a, you know, and how she could really connect with them and what they would do. I was like, wow. So that's kind of cool. But, yeah, so that's a great dream. I mean, that's a great goal for you to have, you know what I mean? And how about you, Mr. Vance? What's going on with you? Are you in a good place? Always, right?
I do my best to stay in my happy place. Excuse me, I had cereal in my mouth. I apologize. Hello?
I'm here. We're all here. Ooh. We're just listening to you.
There we go.
Yeah,
it was breaking up a little bit. Yeah, thank you guys for sharing your goals and intentions. And Tari, I love what you just said about traveling. You just inspired me. I'm going to put more intention of a nice little travel, and I'm going to make it happen. And so far, I've been invited to Chicago for a long weekend. And
nice.
Just inspiring. Yeah, you just inspired me more to say, hey, you know what? Why can't I just go for a long weekend, like West Coast or something, somewhere fun? So that's going to be my new intention for the end of the year. A couple of more nice trips.
Nice trips to go. Let me ask you a question. Do you want to work over there? Do you want to travel and do work, or do you just want to travel and relax? Either way is good. I mean, you know, so, you know what I mean? So what do you want to do?
Yeah. Well, to travel, to get more inspiration, to see other parts of the world, to bring my energy there and contribute to meeting people and saying hello. And to me, that's really important for everybody in this world right now, just to make connections. And if I travel in my little, excursions, I know I'm going to meet people, and I'm going to get inspiration from them, as I hope they get inspiration from me. So part of it is definitely a spiritual journey when I say visit some of these places. And I would love to go to Peru as well.
Yeah, I'd love to go to Machu Picchu.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right, there you go. So the gang's all here, let's just take off and go, right? No, that's a goal of mine, and I'm going to do it because that's just spiritual place, and it's real healing. You know what, you guys, one of the things that I'm realizing is how much cash flow that I would like to create, right? Because people, you know, if we have a dream to have, let's say, I would like to have $1 million, $1 million, right? And people go, well, yeah, I like to have $1 million, but it's only a wishful thinking if we don't have what we would spend it on. You know what I mean? And that's something that came to me about, and I've heard it before and I've known it, I just didn't realize it. And I didn't connect with it. I have before, because I know people can only dream twice as much as they have, right? So if you make $4,000 now, you know, you can dream about making $8,000. Because you can allot that cash flow to other things. So some people go, I want to work myself out of a job, right? How much do you need to do that? You need, you know, maybe $4,000 or $5,000, expand, I don't know. You know, everybody's needs are different and lifestyles are different. So one of the things that I'm really working on, okay, is I would like to have these kind of things where you're talking about the excursions, you know, in my convertible, which I'm going to get in the next couple of months, I told, you know, and I know that. But one of the things that in my house on the beach, I can do that now, but I don't like the landlord that I would do, because I don't care about renting or buying. It doesn't really matter to me. You know, rich man, poor man, if you read that book, you'll understand why I'm saying that, because it's an investment. Really, I can have other investments in which I do, but, you know, rather than having to buy a house, okay? So, you know, anyway, that's a whole other story. But if I wanted to, you know, if I'm going to have those kind of money to do all those things, right, or to create something, you know, like I'd like to go to Paris. I'd like to have a place in Paris that I go every 3 months, 3-4 months to spend. Do I rent or do I buy? It doesn't really matter. As I said, I'm not caught up in that. But I think we've got to know if we're going to, how we're going to spend our money and really sit down and say, I'm going to spend it here, here, and here. And I need that. I would like that, not need. I desire that extra cash flow. And that's something that came real clear to me. And we can only dream 2 times as we make. Okay. Well, we can only, I only say that, but we can visually, feel like we can have that. Most of us, twice as much as we make now, right? And so I was like, wow, that's kind of cool. I saw this guy who was homeless. He did a whole video on that about hope, and he's now a very wealthy man. And that's what he said. He started there. And there was a guy in that used to stay warm in the libraries. I can't remember. He owns a big insurance company now. And but he would go to he was homeless. He would go in the libraries and just read books. How to be better books, right? You know, and what lo and behold, what happened is it changed his mindset and he became and created a great business and really had a heart for people, which I think is important. And so now, you know, he owns this big insurance company and I really wish I could remember who he is, but I can't. But he's got a beautiful, great Cinderella story. So, you know, we never really talk about money because I think people get uncomfortable with that sometimes, but, you know, I think that if you're comfortable with that energy to talk about it, right? I want to go to Mitsubishi. How much more money do I need to make to really enjoy that and not feel, can I do it now? Yeah, I could do it now. Not a problem. But would I like to do it now? I like to prepare a little bit more where I can spend more time there and then come back and do more. Because, I was traveling for quite a bit. And I would like to go and not work for a couple of weeks. You know what I mean? If I'm going to be there. So what are you guys' thoughts on that about money and working yourself out of a job, and how would you do that, and doubling your income, or do you think tripling? I don't know. Anybody got any thoughts about that? So, because I'm going to see Sue or Vince, what do you guys think? Because I know your opinions are important. People listen to you. So I'd like to know. I'm listening to you.
I'd like to be able to, you know, work less and relax and play more. I think, you know, maybe one way is if I can work with more people at a time, you know, versus one-on-one, that would help my income. So I need to really put some classes together because I think that I have things that I can share with people that are of value that, they'd be willing to pay for. So I think that's probably my next step is putting together some classes and workshops.
I agree with you on that, and that's a good one. And how about you, Vince? And I know we've got Allison, Victoria, and Debbie's on the phone. I'm teasing about Debbie all the time.
Yeah,
but anyway.
I think it's really amazing what you're sharing. And my thoughts on that is when we put our intention, our highest intention, there will be people around us to support that. And like magic, it happens. And like what you're saying, Tariq, like you don't want to rent or buy, I have a feeling, I sense that someone's going to say, hey, why don't you house at my beach house? I've heard stories like that, and honestly, it happens, and we can make our dreams happen, and people will support us.
I love that. And the one thing about it is I realize I have a hold on the place that I have here because it's a great little place, and it's just been wonderful for me. And I've been able to this has really, really did a lot of healing on me. And, so now it's time for Bigger because I've got two, Vic will attest to this. Vic is on the phone. My two fun dogs. Okay. So there you go. And putting classes together is great. Vic, are you there? Are you still here?
Yes, I am.
Vic and I are doing a show now on dating, sex, and relationships. And like today we're doing one on male. Yeah, right. We're doing one on male, male personal grooming. And she and I have been laughing about this, but we're seeing, and we're getting ready to put a class together. And believe it or not, the guys are coming just for men on how to treat a woman, right? Because how many of you guys who are married, your man doesn't know how to treat you sometimes, right? And we'll get to the women too. Right? There is, but there needs this. But how many of you are dating? And, you know, you're in the dating world, and the guy only wants a sex, right? I think, I mean, it's funny. And I mean, I talk to people all the time that have that issue. Okay. And married people, you know, some things you never need to hear in coaching, and you do. All right. But men's personal grooming habits and personal grooming, I think, is always how to approach a woman. Because you guys, when they get it and they know how to approach us, there's not too much we won't do. You ladies, you know that. So that's something that she and I are doing, putting together, and the people are coming. We just put it out there, a few days ago, right, Nick? I think, you know? So,
yes.
I have a question. What is the personal grooming? Like, personal grooming? You mean shaving?
Personal grooming. I'll give you an example of personal grooming.
Personal grooming is...
I have a friend that gets his feet done by going out in the sand and scooting on his feet to get the skin off. Okay. Personal grooming.
Okay. I'm all about personal grooming. I can give you a male perspective for sure. And I'm good with that. I'm good with sharing that.
You can probably roll. Sure. Sure.
Save your, you know what? I want to hear his male perspective.
Well, let's save it until this afternoon. But yeah, shave your know what? Yeah, exactly, yeah, guys. Yeah. We don't.
Okay. I'm all for it.
That's funny. You're right. Thanks, Trish. I'm so sorry. Tish is a good friend of mine anyway. So Vic and I are doing that on male personal grooming. Ladies, come on. We know what, you know. Anyway, Vic and I got some great stories, and we'd love to hear from you. And Tish, if you want to come out, call in, you're sure more than welcome to. But it's today at 2. Call in this number if you want to participate or share, and that would be great. So then the other thing I wanted to share with you guys is that, so we're doing that, and what do you guys want? What do you want to create? Vic, I know you and I are doing the show, but I know you got some, you know, got some great stuff that she's working on a spiritual level, and Tisha, I know you're the same way. What are you guys looking to create? And Allison, I know you do as well. So who wants to start? It doesn't matter. Don't be all at one. Who wants? Say it again.
I'm looking to create independence and rely on myself and be okay with myself.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
Amen to that. I think you on this one, Tisha. I think it's totally for us all.
Here I am.
You're doing. Okay. So, anybody else? How about you, Nick? What do you want to create?
I'm keeping my heart open and allowing the good in, and just, you know, just slow and steady wins the race, you know, just one foot in front of the other. Stella.
I love Vic, man. She's the best. She really is. You guys, Vic is so, her humor is so dry. Okay. So she's being real sweet now. Anyway, how about you, Miss Allison? What do you want to create? Allison is on mute, which doesn't happen very often, so everybody take note of that. Anyway, I love her. Allison, we hear you. So, you guys, it's almost 30 minutes, and, you know, I know she can get some, a little bit more sleep because it's really early on her mountain time, and I appreciate you guys all being here today. As I said, Vic and I've got a show today at 2, and dating, sex, and relationships, and it's all about men's personal grooming. Tisha, I so appreciate what you said. Thank you for sharing. And then if you guys want to share anything, then call tonight, today at 2, 760-890-7143. And so I'll leave you with this because I was asked to share this with you guys. I attract success and positive people into my life with my positive attitude. There you go. So
nice.
All this can be Danny.
Love that.
Yeah, Danny or Debbie Downers. But
attitude
that's good.
Is everything.
It is, man, right? Exactly. Attitude is everything.
Attitude is everything.
I gotta remember the next time we go out.
All I have.
Aw. Well, you guys, yeah, we're all together here, and I appreciate everybody working together as a group. So all your intentions and thoughts and prayers, let's all support each other, okay? And not only that, with great energy and from our higher selves, because that's where things, we're creating magic, and we're changing ourselves and raising our vibration, and everybody around us can do the same. All right, you guys have a great today at 2 p.m., and if you want to join us and listen in, and if you have a question or you want to make a comment, love to hear it. Okay, so take care, everybody. Bye-bye now.
Thanks.